I will. Sneaking cheeseburgers took out my legs, man. But I'm Brother Jack. So good to be here with y'all. I told Brother Ryman I'm going to stay tonight, but I want to hear him preach. So I don't know what he's going to do with that, but he's the Pope, whatever he wants. Get that stinking chair up here. We're going shopping today for a stinking chair, amen. And Psalm chapter 1, I use this a lot. And what are you doing now? Man, if I fall down, great was the fall thereof, amen. Does it lock? Does it lock, preacher? Does it lock? No. Okay. Doing the twist or something. Come on, baby. And so forth. All right, let's have a good time in the Lord. Let's pray. Father, bless the Sunday School this morning. May I be a blessing to your people. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Man, I used to box, used to do karate, used to hit my foot about 9 foot ceilings, jump up and kick him, had him dead or over. But I just want to talk to you today. I'm going to teach you some things in the Christian life. And but I didn't always sit where I sat at. I didn't always look like I used to look. And I grew up in the streets of Detroit. I'm going to tell you how I got where I'm at then to here today. And stealing cars, robbing trains, blowing up houses, white slavery. I wasn't a pimp or nothing, but they were there at my gas stations. I ran gas stations in Detroit. I opened up three of them by the time I was 16. So you kind of learn how to do things, how to shuck and jive and get things going and so forth. But during that time growing up in Detroit, I heard the gospel several times. People would drop off chick tracks. And as a matter of fact, I was on the way to a gang fight and I picked up a chick track and looked at it and I threw it away, didn't want to read it. And but I had an older brother who got saved. And John was no punk. John got saved, golden gloves, he boxed, and semi-professional. My other brother, Jimmy, he sang background for Hot Butter Soul, Berry Gordy, and all that stuff, the Temps. And so they had different lives. My brother Jimmy went to Nam, and he was at Hamburger Hill, and so forth, came back. He just passed away a couple of years ago. But then I had my older brother who cared for me. He knew I was wrecking my life in Detroit, and he asked me to come down and run his gas stations. Geographically, when I change you, their problems will follow you. Amen. 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 Nod your head. I see the halos on your head out there. I see a few horns bobbing up. And but I went down to his gas station. I'm hitting on the girls. I'm only 17, and I'm doing drugs, selling dope out of his gas station, and people come buying dope off of me. And here he is, got Jesus saved. I'm like, hey, I got some dope. I'm selling dope. He caught me one night. Boy, I'm going to bust your head. You should sell dope out of my gas station again. And but I really wanted what he had, but I didn't want to let loose of what I had. Right. But I didn't have nothing. I was empty. And but my Detroit skills kind of keep me alive sometimes, even at 65. And then one day I went to church with him, and he said, Jack, why don't you come to church here, Dr. Ruckman, draw? And I was the summer of 70. And I went there, and he drew three crosses. I think he was gunning for me. I know he was. I think he was. And he drew three crosses, and he got to that third cross, and how that thief looked at Jesus and says, Lord, would you remember me? That got me. Whew. And I walked out of that night. I trusted Christ that night. I climbed on that cross. See, there's three crosses there when Christ was crucified. One in the middle, that's the cross of redemption. The cross on the left is the cross of rejection. But the cross on the right was the cross of reception. Amen. That one thief got in. Amen. And so I got in, and I got saved. And within a matter of days, I got rid of all my contacts. I had contacts. I could have bought you anything you wanted. Detroit, I was a connector. So in the ministry, I'm a spiritual connector. I connect you with spiritual things, not worldly things. Amen. Some of y'all still got some of your worldly numbers. You need to get rid of them. That's worth $25, Brother Ryman. And you still got old worldly contacts, and get rid of them, you know. And I don't mind witnessing them, but don't hang out with them. We'll get that in a minute. And so when I got saved, and Dr. Ruckman back in the day, we called him Brother Pete, he used to take us around hearing other preachers. And that stopped later on, but back in the day, he used to take us to hear these preachers. Well, the first guy he took me to hear was a guy named Harvelin Popoff. He had just come out of prison for 13 years, a communist prison. They're beating him every day. I sat on the fourth row, and I didn't say a word. I want to hear what this guy had to say. I listened to him, walked up. Matter of fact, I got a Bible signed by him. And the second guy he took us to hear, we took 200 people from Brent Baptist Church down to Panama City, Dr. Hugh Powell's church, the man who led him to Christ. And he took us down to hear Lester Roloff. That filleted me. That did me in. He brought about 40 girls there and looked like angels up there, singing the songs of Zion. And next thing I know, I was at the altar giving Christ my life. That all took place in about 2 years. I don't want it back.
Amen.
I'm not the most perfect preacher, but I know how not to quit.
Yeah.
Just don't quit. You make a lot of mistakes. If I fall down, I'm going to get right up because I didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. You know, one of some of the greatest stuff you can get in your life is some stickability. Learn some stickability. You're going to have people be your friends. You're going to have friends that will forsake you in 2 seconds. They're called shallow water friends. You know, Acts chapter 27, Brother Ryman, Paul, they get talking about that water. You know how they knew they were close to shore? The water got shallow. Let me give you something deep from an old Detroit boy. You know how I know things are changing with Christians? The water's getting shallow. Christians are getting shallow. They're thin skin. Buck, 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 bunch of chickens. Amen. And man, if I can take gang fights and stab and shout at in the street, you think I'm going to quit in the ministry? Some Christians acting stupid? No, let's get it on. Dun, 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 dun. Rocky, yo, Adrian, let's get it on, brother. You know, somebody deal with this sinner right now, old heroin addict. Come on, get right with God right here. Come on. And I'll take her to my women's home. And I got a mean old husband, but she's all right. And But that's where I got my start at, right there. And then I got in Bible school, and then we had, back in the day in Pensacola, we had 1,000 young people on the, 1,000, well, at least 1,000 on Saturday nights. And we're down there witness to them, preaching to them. One day I looked behind me, Brother Ryman, there's about 10 guys and girls behind me. Oh, yeah, Brother Jack, let's take, and so I said, let's go get some sandwiches and let's feed the poor. No one taught me that. You know where I got that from? I got that from my mother. She'd feed winos in the backyard. She'd make them cut the grass. She'd give them a sandwich and a bowl of soup. I saw that as a kid. I said, I'm going to try that. And I just started feeding them. I buy about 30, 40 bucks of double cheeseburgers. You get a lot of winos of your friends with cheeseburgers. You know, hey, I'm called to preach. Give me a cheeseburger. You know. And so, but I was forming my Christian character in college, but I didn't know what it was doing. You see what I'm saying? Then one night I gave Christ my all, and he said, I was down there in Palo Fox Street one night and looked behind me, and there was no one behind me. All the kids got too busy to go soul winning. Getting quiet in here. The best thing you can do is stay afire for God. Say, if anybody can quit. Oh, Jim Vineyard used to say, don't call in, crawl in. You got a commitment, keep it. Big John can come to church. He's hurting 10 more times than I am, but he's here every Sunday. You owe me 3 ribeyes. Keep snubbing me over there. And but what I'm saying, you see what I'm saying? It has to start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. And the first thing I did is I got rid of most punky friends. I remember I went to one place. I had my, I had a car. All the parts were about half stolen on chop shops. We'd buy them at chop shops and so forth. But my car got born again. And, you know, had to clean it. Hey, man, tell me y'all look at me like I'm a nutter. But I know where you sat. I sat where you sat at. I can see it on your face. And Paul says, and such were some of you. Okay, you know, don't get too high-minded there. And I met the guy. I tell you, I met the guy who was a driver for Clyde Barrow and Bonnie Parker. You know what he told me? He said, Bonnie was ugly. She was ugly? He said, man, that woman was ugly. But she killed a lot of people. I said, well, good. I'm glad you got away from it. And but I met a lot of folks in my young, you know, back in the 70s. This country was on fire in the 70s. She's getting cooled down. It's getting, you know, America's getting dark. How many know what I'm talking about? She's getting dark. I don't know. I may double barrel and preach with them tonight. I don't know if whatever I do. But here's what I got here. I got a hold of a book. I got a hold of my Bible. And right after I finished, I went to Bible school and finished up. I didn't have a way to get out there. I bought a car from a preacher, and the stinking engine blew up 2 days after I bought it. Hello, 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 hello. I got stuck with a $900 bill, and I paid it off, $51.49. I still remember that stinking car payment. And a guy who was a bus driver for the Allman Brothers, he said, Jack, you want to go to Texas? I'll drive you out there in one. I said, I'm going to leave my car here. But at night, I paid for it. So I gave it to the home out there. They fixed it and used it for a washing machine repair car. And that was 1974. I've been busy ever since. And a lot of fires, a lot of trouble with the states. We work with kids and so forth. I ain't backing up. I'm going to go at it again somehow. My wife's about ready to have nuts. Oh, no, not again. But the key, the answer to Christian life is don't quit. Don't quit. Don't quit. And so that's where I came from. And I, by the way, Brother Ryan, when I got saved, the summer I got saved, I went home and saw all the teachers I had in school. I had a shirt and tie on. Didn't know how to comb my hair, hair sticking straight up. And I walk in there and tell them, are you Jack Patterson? They about passed. They about fell off the chair. I had, and then I picked up, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir. None of this yeah, uh-huh stuff. Amen. Hello?
Amen.
That's the streets. I'm not the streets no more.
Amen.
Things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. The things I used to do, I just don't do them anymore. Hey, the things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. The things I used to say, I don't say them anymore. The things I used to say, I just don't say them anymore. Oh, the things I used to say, I don't say them anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. Those places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. Hey, the places I used to go, I just don't go there anymore. Hey, the places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. There's been a great change since I've been born again. And that's something, about seven or eight homes come out of my ministry. I helped start them.
Amen.
The little boy never finished the eighth grade. Amen. I've walked across three college platforms, 300 degrees.
Amen.
Hello? Yeah. Took in NFL coaches' sons, mob kids. Got friends all over the country. I got a phone with 1,000 phone numbers. And I don't throw numbers. Will you call me? I'll keep it in my phone. So something had to happen. Brother Pete spent time with me and put me in. He messed me up by teaching me church history, how people suffered for the cause of Christ.
Yeah.
That did me in.
Amen.
Well, man, what made you keep, people hurting on the streets? It's going to get worse. Book of Exodus, the word sorcery comes out the first time. The last time sorcery is mentioned in the book of Revelations. So we're going to have a drug nation before the Lord gets back. Now, she's just about there now. Everybody's on something. I got to have something. I got to have something. How about the gospel?
Amen.
I ate you. They want me to take more stinking stuff. I said, man, I ain't, what's up? No, we ain't doing that. And I just take stuff from my diabetes and my bones and my marrow and my blood and everything else. The rest of it, I just, ooh, you know. Getting old ain't for wimps. It hurts. Good night, man. I just can't chase you, but I can shoot you or trip you or something, you know. God bless you. No, hey, go get him. Go get him, you know. But I just want to let you know that's where I came from. And but see, I don't hardly ever talk about that. But when I go on the streets and somebody look at me, I give them the look. The Detroit look's still there.
Yeah.
I can just look at it. Oh, man, you got that look, man. And I had a little boy and a girl the other day. And she said, I used to be homosexual. I said, that ain't none of my business. I didn't die for you. She said, you're the first preacher ever said that to me. I said, well, I wouldn't want to beat you up for your sins. Here's her boyfriend. I said, why don't y'all quit shacking up and getting married? Hey, look at her. And he said, we need to do that. They're living in the back of a dumpster with a sleeping bag and a pillow. Joe Hicks called me and said, will you help him? I said, yeah, I'll help him. But I can take him, but I can't take her. I reopened the men's home. I said, I want to get a woman going again, but I'm not sure where to put it. I may put it out here with y'all. I don't. Got to put it somewhere. There's an epidemic. I get 5-to-1 calls, women over men, that need help. You don't have to say, well, that's Brother Jack, he can do it. No, you can do something too. You'd be surprised, women, you could take 3 or 4 women in your home and teach them the Word of God and train them. Let them cut the grass and cook and just keep them busy. That's all I do. If they really can cook, they really can stay, amen. They can't cook. I'll send them over here, amen. Hey, my sister cooks food. I pray after I eat with her. She called it spaghetti. Spaghetti is with hot dogs. That's what she called spaghetti. She said, how you like it? It's different. If I don't like it, it's different. Hey, but anyway, Psalms chapter 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sinneth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. His leaf also is not withered, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the shaft, for the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. I'm going to give you about 12 A's quickly, turn it back over to Pastor Ryman. And the number one thing after, the word addiction is mentioned one time in the King James Bible, 1 Corinthians 16, 15. I gave it to a Yale idiot one time. He was a graduate from Yale. And what Dr. Ruckman taught us, he taught us how to defend ourselves without arguing. I don't argue with people. I go get me a cheeseburger and coffee and go home. I ain't no answer a fool to a folly. And this guy wanted me to, Brother Master wanted me to come up and made me get a job at the mission up there. I ran Pacific Guard mission for a year up in Chicago. That was another 2-hour lecture. First night there, I got punched right in the face. Some guy sucker punched me. And before I went down, I took him out. Boom! I hit him with a right hook. Hey, man, you're supposed to be, you're a preacher. I started kicking him. I said, now I'm going to show you how to really fight, sucker. Now, that was 30 years ago. And but I had to take care of God's man, that's all. And and the cops want to come down. Hey, I want to see the preacher who's knocking them out for Jesus down there, you know. So that really happened. I had to, when you get barred from a rescue mission, they had 27 people barred from a rescue. When you get barred from a, where else are you going to go? Not in the limbo. Remember the limbo rock, you know. And my goal was to get everybody off that list. And I did. Except one guy, and he got murdered in the park in Chicago. I worked for Harry Sawin there. He was a convert of Billy Sunday from the Chicago White Sox. He was 80 years old when I worked for him. I was a supervisor. He came in my office. He said, you're more of a supervisor than you. You work for Roloff, didn't you? I said, yes, sir. He said, you're more than a supervisor. I want you to be the mission director. I said, that's about 80 hours a week. I said, I don't know if I can do that. He said, I'll double your salary. I said, I'll take it. I just felt led by the Lord to just go. God spoke to me that day, you know. But on State Street's got my fire back working with the, and I, 1994, I re-upped the men's home, and I was on the island with Brother Olaf back in the 70s catching 1,000 pounds of speckled trout a night and fishing down there. I was there 3 years on that island. So that's a lot of my background, and I've taken all my success and failures to help people. You'll learn from your failures, if you will. Don't block your failures out. It'll teach you how not to do it again. Do I get a witness out there? And so, am I talking too fast for you, brother, from Nigeria or wherever you're from over there? You, Nigeria, oh, come on. Crisp and clean, man, but no caffeine, man. Okay. So let me give you some things of Christian life for you young converts and for you old Dodgers out there. And by the way, when I was at the mission in Chicago, I had judges that were drunks. Had lawyers that were drunk and on dope. Had gang members. Remember one night one guy got saved? I never seen gang signs. When I went to Chicago, I saw gang signs. I thought the guys were Caesar. Having a Caesar, you know. I didn't know. I said, what's this? These are gang signs. I said, oh, I've been out of the pocket for a while. And I got a guy in there got cut with a straight razor, and his name was Magic. He was the head of the Black Gang of the Disciples. And we stitched him up, and I kept him there for about 3 hours. Had one of my guys take him home at the mission. And he come back in about a week later. And he brought all his boys with him in the mission. He got every bad punk in that mission and took him out in the alley and said, you touch that white guy in there, I'll kill you. Now, that's what he said. Yeah, I wouldn't say that, but I'm glad he did. And, brother, it got quiet, that mission. He would come by the street, hey, Reb, yite? Yeah, I'm aight. And the Lord sends people your way. So I've got about 40 guys in the ministry serving the Lord. I got a guy who used to build houses for the mob in New York. He's in the Philippines building an orphanage. Bruce Hunsacker out of Joe Cossett, out of Joe Cossett's church. Went to Ron Robinson. Ron Robinson in Alaska. I helped him at the lighthouse. He was a heroin addict. 2 blocks from Jack Howell's church, loss of the goose. Don't ever suspect someone being saved because they're close to the church. You go after them. You go after them. Ron Robinson got boys. All went to PBI and graduated. All 4 of his kids are in the ministry. And I sent Bruce out there with him. And he sent Bruce to the Philippines to help an orphanage out. And Bruce goes over there, and he meets a girl. Now, some of you guys won't get a little mad here, but that's tough. Bruce is 45 years old. He meets a girl 40 years old, and the girl says, you got to ask my pastor if it's okay to date me. Amen. I like that. Amen. Yep. Well, she's old enough. Hey, you do your thing, I'll do my thing, okay? I got a little girl, and she's 40 years old, and I'm dead and gone. I hope there's a Ryman around or somebody to help guard her with the idiots that's wanting to date her. Amen, amen, Brother Jack. Good preaching. That's worth another $25, all right? And so he goes to meet the pastor. He says, by the way, this guy built houses for the mob. He ain't no punk. He said, let me watch you for a year. Getting quiet again. Boy, you love me, don't you? And I don't know why I'm on it, but I'm going to stay on it. And so he meets you. The guy come back and said, I tell you what, you've been here 6 months. I like how you handle yourself. You can marry my girl. She didn't have a father. Her pastor was her father. That's called common sense. Yeah. Yeah. Learn to listen to your preacher. Amen. And Miss Linda. Now, Miss Linda won't. Now, Brother Ryan would have smiled at you. Miss Linda knock you out. Yeah, she calls that the right hand of fellowship. Amen. Boom. Oh, I'm sorry. You fell down. and don't mess with her couch. My dog has made some deposits. I don't want him to do there. She's going to give him the dog. He'll be primary about there. And but long story short, they go and they get married. So they're walking through the jungle one day, and they meet these four kids sleeping under a cardboard box. And Bruce took him in there and fed them. And he said, Brother Jack, he said, while I was feeding them, the Lord said, how much money did you put up your nose in New York? Cocaine. He said, about $1 million. He said, why don't you can tell this is real with me. I believe in what I'm saying. And he says, Lord said, why don't you stay here and build an orphanage? That's what they're doing today. They're building an orphanage in the Manila, Philippines, from scratch. Probably lives on about $15 a month and over there. I send them all I can. The Lord's got witnesses everywhere. But I like to see a guy or girl come off the streets and give something back. Yeah. Instead of being a taker. Yeah. This generation's a taker. Yes, and what have you done for me lately? Yeah. You know. And but anyway, let me give you some things here to think about in Psalm chapter 1. Are we doing all right this morning? And amen. Psalm chapter 1, I'll just give you the words. They're A's. I'm keep it simple. There's probably the third church I've taught this. Number one, blessed man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Learn to get good advice. Yeah. Learn to seek advice. The Bible says a wise man lays up knowledge, but a fool heareth not instructions. All the problems, 90% of the preacher has in his church are people who won't listen. I'm talking to you females and males. Hello. Well, how you know so much about women? I got six crazy sisters. They used to take my milk money. You remember Freddy Krueger? I got Frieda Krueger. She got a nose so big she'd climb a tree without using her hands. Amen. God bless you. And I like her when she's asleep. And but learn to get good advice. What I need, if you got a feel that I need, I'll come and seek advice from you. Amen. You're building houses. You got a way of putting in floors. You got a way of septic tanks. I put in septic. I didn't know what I was doing. I faked it, but I made it. And two of the guys got pushing each other in that stuff. About three of them got baptized. And I'm talking about the tank, brother, the tank, amen. Having fun. That's called having fun. Boys like to have fun, okay? But learn to seek advice. Are you teachable? Can people teach you anything? Getting quiet again. You better say amen or something. You husbands, you want to be a better husband? Get advice. Read books on marriages. Read them. Read the Act of Marriage by LaHaye. Well, he's a Neo. Well, what are you doing? How are you doing? He got good stuff. Use your head, a woodpecker does. Yeah. I read anybody I can get my hands on. Quit reading Baptists, because Baptists are not writing anymore. Right. Paul told Timothy, well, he said, give attention to reading, exhortation, that means motivating people, and doctrine. But all the Bible believers just stick, well, I got the doctrine down. What about the reading and exhortation? Amen. When was the last time you exhorted someone to do right? Isn't that something how non-Bible believers, Bible believers are? Don't bow your head yet. Ain't time to pray yet. Some of you having a rough time. Hey, you need $20 for gas? Here you go. But don't even tell them. Just put them on the dash. Exhort them to do right. Did you think of what they said? No, what did you think about that? When last time you were nice to someone? Reading. Read. You're going to be a leader? You've got to be a reader. I just get my degree. No, if you don't learn from your degree, you're still stupid. You're SOS, stuck on stupid. Advice. I got around Dr. Ruckman back in the early days. He used to take me preaching with him. I said, well, what are you taking me for? Because, man, you're 6'9", man. I want you to watch my Bible, man. Watch my Bibles. But I'd get around them old preachers and I'd ask them advice. How do you get your prayers answered? How do you preach this verse? I had about 20 pens in my pocket, four notebooks, you know, BB I got way out there, you know. Don't ever read to use them, but you got them in there, you know. Amen. But I learned to seek advice. I was a probe on the streets. Gas station, I learned how to do it. I learned all just by asking questions. Get good counsel. When your pastor talks to you, listen to him. And when he may send you to go talk to somebody else. Hey, go talk to that guy. Tell him I sent you. Listen to him. I got a guy up in Detroit. He's going to teach me how to make ham. Cook the ham and the navy bean and split pea. It'll change your life. I'm gonna learn. I like to cook. I do. I like to eat it too. But you know, hello. And but this guy, he cut that ham off, and there's, he'd been there since 1958. And the Navy being a split pea, I've never CNN was there. Hello, that's always sells in the store. Three things. Oh, eggs too, and so forth. I learned to seek advice. I want to. I want to teach my guys how to do things. I got body shops. I got mechanic shops. I got farmers. I used to put my guys with construction jobs because I couldn't keep them busy. All those guys I put in the construction job. I had a men's home out in Washington for 14 years. A lot of those guys got their own businesses. I sent 20 guys to Katrina to help with the Amish building houses. Four of those guys got construction jobs now, building houses. They learn when they're in the ranch. So learn to seek advice. Number two, watch your atmosphere. Amen. Watch where you hang out at. You ain't telling me what to do. Yeah, I know. I'll come see you in cell block 15. Again. I got people in Pensacola all the time in jail. They call me from the jail. I don't know. How the heck do you get me? Some guy said, call Big Jack. Some guy put in, call Big Jack. He'll help you. That don't bother me. I got a girl right now. I won't tell you her name. She got a broken life, got in jail, got out. I told her the other day, I said, how would you like to come around my women's home? She said, excuse me? I said, you heard what I said. I said, I know you. I want you to come help around my women's home. But I got a broken life. Well, broken life, reaching broken people. You'd use her? Yeah, Jesus used you. What's the difference? See, quit putting people on the pedestal. Love them where they are, not where they're supposed to be. See, we want to use them way over here. No, God used me way over here when I was a knucklehead, just like he used you as a knucklehead. Don't forget where you come from. Moody said, come when you want to get used by God, go by the pit where he brought you from and take a whiff where you came from. That's called smelling sauce. You don't have to pick your nose this way. You're hitting your nose is on top of your head. Amen, Brother Jack. Good preaching. Advice. I don't preach any less to you than I preach home in my men's chapel and my women's chapel and the kids. Oh, man, one black girl said, Brother Jack, you down. I said, what? I never heard that phrase before. She said, man, you're down. I said, no, I'm up. No, you're down. What's that mean? It means you're hip. Oh, no, okay, all right, whatever. Okay, God. Watch your atmosphere. Watch your atmosphere. The other day I went to a restaurant. I wanted some chicken tacos, and I wanted to watch football, but it was on the bar side. I wouldn't do it. All they got to do is take a picture of you drinking a water or something. Throw a cherry, you know, Brother Jack got him a martini. And stupid Christians would do it too. There's a lot of stupid Christians out there trying to ruin some of my preacher friends the same way. Watch your atmosphere. Number two, watch your associates. Number three, watch who you hang with. I don't have lost friends. Because why? Their daddy's the devil. I don't want them around my kids. I don't want them around my grandkids. I'll be kind to them. They had a flat tire. I'll get it fixed. I'm not their friend to associate with them all the time.
That's right,
I don't want to get their philosophies.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean, no, I'm safe. Yeah. I'm safe. Watch your show. Be kind to them, but I don't want them around my kids all the time. Amen. They're not taking my grandson fishing. Loss.
Yeah.
I got 15 grandkids now. Man, I'm broke. Papa, oh, help it. I got to go talk to your grandmother. No, I'm kidding. Watch your acceptance. Quit living for other people's approval. You know I'm on target. I can see it in your heart. How do you know that about me? Because I'm like you. I didn't like growing up being 6'9". I hate being 6'9". Till one day God told me, said, I made you 6'9" for me. I've never had a problem with it since. But there's things about you don't like about yourself. You can learn to accept that. And use it for God's glory. Paul was 4'11". Paul means small one. He wrote 14 books of the Bible. Amen. You don't like the way you look? Tell God about it. He made you. Amen. Oh, look how big I am. Well, then lay the fork down.
Amen.
That's deep. Gee, Wally. That's a real big nomer. I weighed 440 pounds 3 years ago. I was an idiot. I had a cheeseburger. I was eating Oreo cookies. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my Oreos change your life. We're going to have Oreos in heaven with new body. With the mint Oreos, forget about it. But I had to quit. I don't want to be in a wheelchair. Hey, kid, come here. I'm trying to get my legs back. Well, I'm down to about 360 now. I'm going down. Then we'll get back in the fighting way, you know. And but I, you know, I make fun of myself. I ain't making fun of, I'm making fun of myself. And so I change that stuff. There's a lot of stuff I don't eat, but I eat still a little junk. I throw the bread away a lot. I throw the bread. One day I got caught, pulled over by a cop. Hey, what'd you throw out the window? I threw a piece of bread, but there was a stinking wrapper under that bread that got stuck. I tried to grab it, and I couldn't get the bread. So I wanted to give a little bird. I know God said, there's some bread right there, Budgie. I can feed you all today. And so I threw the top of the bun away, but the wrapper got stuck to the bottom bun. He pulls me over. He said, I saw you chasing that wrapper, and I'm not going to give you a ticket. Keep throwing the bread out to the birds. He just left. Let me out. But there's a day in my young days I like to live for people's acceptance. Don't do that. You've been accepted in the beloved. I don't think you got to walk around uncouth and hard to get along with. You got, I believe the King James Bible is the word of God. You're an idiot. You don't need to live that way. You know what you believe and enjoy it. You know. Hey, you want to stay? You say you want to stay stuck on stupid? Go ahead. I got the knowledge of the truth, and that's how I do it. That's why maybe I come across a lot of Southern Baptist people. I had a Catholic priest one time. I had a heartache in my life in '94, and they asked me to come down and help at the orphanage for a month. I stayed in an orphanage, a Catholic. I said a Catholic orphanage. And when I went down there, they had some people turn against me. Yeah, Jack's preaching for the Catholics, but they weren't doing that when I gave them 100 acres. Yeah. But when they couldn't keep it, now they're against me because I'm preaching to Catholics. You bunch of idiots. And so preachers are mean. No, Baptists are mean. Yeah. Christians are nice. Yeah. They're spelt different. Yeah. I let my Christianity run my Baptist mentality. You're a Christian for your Baptist. Don't forget that. And the disciples were first called Christians at Antioch. And your history don't come out of Jerusalem. It comes out of Antioch. That's where your Bible comes out of. A lot of my Baptist brethren are law dog, rolling, keep them dog. You do it my way, bless God, highway. Oh, get out of here, man. You were a punk before you got saved. Now you're trying to be a bad dude because you're a preacher. Drink the Kool-Aid somewhere else, okay, pal? And I can't do it, man. I can't do it. It ain't doing it. I had a bunch of them down in Alabama trying to intimidate me. Man, go play, man. Get out of here. I sat on Jimmy off with me when I was 8 years old. Go play, Charlie or Willie or Billy. Don't matter who you are. Quit trying to intimidate people with your position. Yeah. Isn't it funny how your pastor doesn't use his pastoral authority to whip you into shape? Amen. They're out there. You got a preacher, man of God, out there. Worth another $20. That's worth $50. All right, God bless you. Number two, next one. Being all the A's, he said, oh, look it over here in Psalm chapter 1. Look over here, verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. And his leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. You want to be prosper? Do what you're supposed to do. Let me tell you all something. Watch this. If you don't get planted, you'll never grow. So my next A is apples. You want some apples? And you got to get planted.
That's right.
I don't even suggest that we go into church today. I don't even suggest, first thing I did, I got rid of my Bible. Why? Because I'm wicked. I need some Bible in me. Yeah. Yeah. Or I'll quote it, or I'll put it on the radio, or do something. All right, now watch this. But you know what? That seed, when you're planted, he said planted, that seed has to die before it comes alive. Christ had to die for us to come in. We got in on the death and the burial resurrection of Jesus Christ. But he had to die first. That seed germinate, it has to die. And then it comes alive. You know why some of you folks are not happy today? You never died. You run your life your own way. Ain't nobody telling me what to do. You ain't dead yet. The greatest Christian ever lived. 1 Corinthians 15:31. I, first person singular, I die daily. Whew. That's that upper graduate stuff. I know Christians in Pensacola I knew 40 years ago. Well, I'm still praying. I'm still looking for work. That irritated Brother Pete so bad. He teach a guy and a girl 3 years of his life, and they just sit there. Put money in the plate, but they just sit there. The ministry is three H's, head, hands, and heart. I know ministries that have all the head. That's all knowledge. That's Pensacola. You'll get a lot of head knowledge down there. I'm just trying to teach you something. I'm not talking about them. I'm just telling you what they are. Then you got some ministries that have the hands. That's the fundamental guys. Then here's the heart. That's the roll-off guys. They go after the heart, emotion. But what if we had all three, head, hands, and heart in this church? That's not his fault. That's your fault. But I add one more H. Put a heel to it. Put some feet to what you know. How you doing? When last time you passed out a gospel tract? Last time you walked out. I walked out of McDonald's the other day, and I love their coffee. You get a fresh cup of coffee. Fresh cup, it'll change your life. And I walked out, got a cup of coffee, and there's this guy with no legs, and here's a lady there saying, would you feed us? A sign. I walked by and caught him. I got in my car. I said, man, get up here and feed them people. I walked in and said, what do you want? I brought back about $15 worth of food. I said, sir, thank you so kindly. Didn't ask for nothing else. They're eating it, and they bowed their head and ate it. I got back out and gave him a $20 bill. And I said, I ain't coming back no more. I ain't got no more. And I said, I want to be a blessing to you. I said, thank you so much. We're just looking for a place to live. Now, see, they may have been cons, but I didn't see them as cons. Well, why do you do that? And as much as you've done it under one of the least of my brethren. Ye have done it. Don't get dispensation with me, pal. I know what it means. Then he says over there, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Go ahead, dispensationists, keep talking. He said, but you're hurting me when you're hurting my body. Those are my people you're killing. You talk about another person, a Christian, you're hurting the body of Christ. Amen. That's why I don't allow no criticism on my prophet. Zero. Zilcho. I don't want to hear it. On my path, I don't want to hear it. Take it somewhere else. It ain't happening. Amen. It ain't happening. I don't want you around me. Bolo fired me one day. I had a mouth on me. He said, Jack, can you get a good attitude before sundown? He said, if you can't, be on your way. Turn around, walk the other way. Did let that really happened in the church age. Yeah, I get right. I was only 21 years old. Thought I knew everything. You know, I've been there for a couple of years now, and I'm a big superintendent. He shot me down so fast. He was teaching me something. Can your pastor teach you stuff? You don't get mad and I don't like the way you talk to me. Well, you mean I like the way you live? Amen. Hello. Yeah. I mean, y'all want to shack up, back up, and crack up, and get with it. Get off that stuff, man. Get your act together. Get married, man. Hello, come apart. Hey, I'm preaching to you because I know you. I know, I'm trying to help you. If they say that, that's the black people. They want to help you. That's how they say it up in Detroit. And I remember one time I was 11 years old, I was hungry. I used to tell these black folks I was an orphan. They had ribs. And black, and had collard greens. They said, here come that little orphan boy. Get over. Ooh, I had a little fake cry, you know. I used to carry an onion in my hand, get my eyes all wet. You know, I was a con artist, man. And I go, I'm hungry. My dad left my mom. We got 10 kids, you know. And one day, my mother came looking for me. And she saw me over there with these dear black folks fishing. She said, what are you? And she said, oh, that's that little orphan boy. That ain't no orphan boy. That's my boy. Get over here. Oh, man, she whipped me for a week. You know. But I like them ribs. That was good. I did the same thing at Christmas time. We were doing Frederick's Orphanage Home. We're getting money about. We were getting all kind of money. We had a little sheet on it, you know, a little candle, you know. 11 years old, man. Silent night, holy, all is. You know, Father Flanagan's Boys Town. And we pulled that off about a week. Then we got busted. It was my principal came to the door. Jack, you ain't no orphan. Mrs. Patterson, your boy's over here acting like an orphan again. Oh, man. I'm crazy. Crazy things. But I remember I went back at the old judges, and I went there and apologized to him. I went to jail. I got in and got saved. But I went immediately back down to Pensacola and finished in 3 years. 2 days after I finished PBI, I was on the Intercoastal Canal catching 1,000 pounds of trout a night for the next 3 years, chasing runaways. I had two boys drown on me down there. A lot of heartache. Three boys from Michigan set my dorm on fire. I had to grow up fast. The ministry sometimes isn't always fun, but it's a joy. Amen. It's a joy. So I'm just going to reminisce a little bit today for you and try to encourage you to get planted. Plant. Die to your wants. Watch your attire, girls. Amen. Another A, watch the allure. These are all Bible words. And then number five, and last one, get into the accompany. Paul said, accompany yourself. Hang around the right crowd. Get busy doing something. Have some fun with your Christian life. Be a witness. I like to see guys look like guys. I like to see girls look like girls. Amen. I don't want no mixture. I take them in my program gay. I don't call them sodomites. I don't call them faggots or queer. I don't do that. One day a little girl came up to me. She said, you preached every ounce of homosexuality out of me. I said, I'm going to go to Bible college. I'm going to do something with my life. Amen. She's married today to a Baptist preacher. She's got three kids. Hadn't seen her in 10 years, but every once in a while she'll send a text to me. I still got it, Brother Jack. I still got it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not throwing me under the bus. Yeah. See, folks, let me just say this to you. People got to know, if they don't get loved at church, where are they going to get loved at? Where are they going to get loved at? Forget what people have done to you in the past. Let it go. Amen. Let it go. I'm concerned about the next person that comes through that door. And it's 5 till my time's up. God bless you. You're dismissed. Amen. Yeah.